Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, July 6th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: is another bull run in the making, lots of dry powder to support stock prices, and major policy U-turn on Huawei. Leading today's news: the big advance started in Asia overnight, where China's Shanghai Composite jumped 5.7% to record its largest one-day gain since 2015. Over in Europe, the Euro Stoxx 50 climbed 2%, while S&P 500 futures are ahead by 1.3% in the U.S., building on a strong end to last week following an unexpectedly strong jobs report. The move higher comes despite daily record spikes in coronavirus cases in the states of Florida and Texas, though New York City is entering a Phase 3 reopening today, but without indoor dining. All of the global monetary policy indicators are flashing green right now. It is very loose, and that should mean markets, which have underperformed, should do well, said Sean Darby, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Jefferies. In other news, the amount of money creation so far in the pandemic crisis is similar to what we saw during the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, according to a J.P. Morgan analyst, but has occurred much more quickly in only a few months as policymakers responded more aggressively to the impact of the pandemic. And since debt creation and QE will continue to be stronger than normal until 2021, we believe that the total money or liquidity creation could exceed $15 trillion or more globally by the middle of 2021. Given how low bond yields are at the moment, the analyst also expects that most of this liquidity will eventually be deployed into equities as the need for precautionary savings subsides over time. The British government is drawing up plans to strip Huawei gear from its 5G networks by the end of the year, according to the Sunday Times and the Daily Telegraph, backtracking on the limited role previously assigned to the Chinese telecom equipment giant. The reversal was driven by a new report that uncovered severe security issues after the U.S. banned the company from using American components, a move that fundamentally changes the situation. The U.S. has been on a global campaign for over a year to convince nations to block Huawei from their 5G networks, and some like Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have followed suit. The economic wallop caused by the COVID-19 pandemic raises doubts about whether China will be able to buy the U.S. goods it committed to under the Phase 1 trade deal. Energy purchases were hurt the most. The latest data on U.S. exports for May show that China has bought only $2 billion of energy from the U.S. year-to-date, so far from the $25 billion it's agreed to purchase in 2020. To hit that amount, China would have to start buying more than $3 billion of energy per month. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer points out that the export numbers only reflect finalized exports and don't take into account purchase agreements that have been made but haven't yet been shipped. Sitting on the sidelines during the coronavirus pandemic, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway broke its silence at the end of a holiday weekend with its largest acquisition in more than 4 years. The conglomerate is buying Dominion Energy's gas transmission and storage segment for $9.7 billion in cash, which includes more than 7,700 miles of natural gas storage and transmission pipelines, and about 900 billion cubic feet of gas storage. Proceeds will be about $3 billion, as the deal includes the assumption of $5.7 billion in debt, and there are some taxes to pay. That amount will be used by Dominion to buy back shares. Reports suggest that Uber is close to revealing a deal to acquire food delivery rival Postmates, continuing the trend of consolidation in a sector which has been a big winner during the coronavirus pandemic. The $2.65 billion all-stock agreement is expected to be announced this morning and would see Uber's head of food delivery, Pierre-Dimitri Gore-Cody, run the larger combined business. Postmates was last valued at $2.4 billion when it raised $225 million in private fundraising round last September and accounts for 8% of the U.S. meal delivery market. Elon Musk has already sent pairs of short shorts to David Einhorn, who has a big short position on Tesla, and announced a similar shipment destined for the SEC. But the latest product offering comes as Tesla stock tripled this year, to $1,208 per share. A pair of the limited edition red satin shorts are now being sold at the Tesla shop for $69.420, the last three digits an apparent reference to Musk's infamous tweet in 2018 that he was considering taking Tesla private for $420 per share. As of mid-June, more than 15 million shares of Tesla stock were being sold short and are currently valued at more than $18 billion, making Tesla by far the most shorted company by valuation on the NASDAQ. Following up on last week's formal certification flight tests performed by Boeing and the FAA, the next challenge for bringing 737 MAX jets back into service is slated to play out as early as this week, the Wall Street Journal reports. Called an operational readiness review, it is among a series of flight tests to feature federal pilots along with global airline crews, intended to vet changes to the fleet's flight control system. If all goes well, the FAA order grounding the planes is expected to be lifted in September and be on a path to resume U.S. service in 2020, though the process has been plagued by delays for more than a year. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Services Index is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.